The Biden administration says it will comply with a court order from a Louisiana judge that would block the lifting of Title 42. That is the Trump-era deportation policy used to kick out more than a million migrants at the southern border. The administration has announced that it would end the use of Title 42, which is a public health order, by late next month. But the judge said early this week he would side with Republican states to keep the order, barring some deal reached between the two, that is the administration and those states. That deal hasn't come to pass so far. The judge's decision eases political pressure that the White House has been facing on the issue, even from members of its own party. Democrats in swing states worried lifting the order would worsen the politics of immigration for them and the president heading into the midterms.
Phoenix immigration attorney Hillary Walsh telling Dimitri that U.S. immigration policy may have just reached peak confusion at the Supreme Court today. Also, as it struggled with the arguments over the so-called Remain in Mexico policy, also from the Trump era, which requires some migrants to wait south of the border while their cases are being heard.
When the pandemic was at its height, we had a big problem, particularly in Arizona, where my law firm is located, and I represent a lot of people who were detained during that time, and it put them in a life-threatening situation. There was no question about it because they're detained in tight quarters. One of the detention centers is a former federal prison, so you can imagine what the living situation is like when all of us on the outside are quarantining at home while at the same time locking people together where there's no access to good medical care. It creates a really difficult situation. Fast forward 2 years, and we're still implementing the same policy because we still don't have a good solution for what do we do if we allow people to come in under the normal system of doing expedited removal. What do we do once we bring people in? We put them back in the detention center until we can figure out whether they have a credible asylum claim. If they do, thumbs up, you are now eligible potentially to be able to get bonded out and released from the detention center. But during that time, from a human rights perspective, we could potentially be putting people's lives in danger because we're locking them up in a facility that doesn't have adequate measures to protect them from COVID. On one hand, yes, Title 42 could be something that's viewed as a way to keep migrants out. But the alternative is if we bring them in under the existing structure, aren't we going to be putting their lives in danger as well? So it really is a lose-lose situation.
At the same time, in terms of honoring the fact that some people are truly running from their lives from Central American nations, from elsewhere, don't we have a responsibility to them as well?
We absolutely have a responsibility for ensuring that people who are here to seek asylum are able to do so. Right now, people from Ukraine are at the Mexican border asking the United States to protect them and allow them to come in and seek asylum in this country. And I think that who we are really is going to start showing up in our border policies. Are we a country who honors our word and says to an entire globe, we are a safe haven for people who are fleeing violence in their home country and their government cannot protect them? While at the same time, once people do come to the country, are we able to secure the people within the country and make sure that they remain safe? And that's where the tension lies, because Title 42, statistically speaking, we have people where we're expelling them from the country, which has no immigration consequence. Doesn't mean that you can't just keep coming back over and over and over, and one of these times you're going to get in. That's what's happening with Title 42. So rather than processing people in a structured way, which is what Title 8 provides for, we're just essentially catching and releasing people for them just to come back again tomorrow and eventually wear the system down. So Title 42 seems like a good idea, but in practice, that's where, for immigration advocates, we're seeing it just isn't working. And it's keeping people out who ought to be allowed in. So we need to scrap it all together and go back to what we've been doing since Bill Clinton was president, using the expedited removal process Congress passed in Title 8.
Is there an actual border security issue here?
Whether there's a border security issue or not remains to be seen. What we know is that we don't have enough facts. We don't have statistics to say these are the people who are evading our border security and are getting into the United States, compared to these are the people who have come to the United States and sought asylum and have successful asylum claims. We don't know, so it's very difficult to say whether there's actually a border security issue. There is a border porous problem if we're trying to ensure that we know exactly who is coming in and out of our country. And if the priority is to make sure we know who's coming in and out, we don't have a system right now that provides for that.
The immigration issue is decades in the making. It just seems to keep getting worse. Congress has not been able to do much. And so I'm not expecting a ready-made silver bullet answer from you, but what else would you recommend to take a few steps toward making things better?
We can only put Band-Aids on a hemorrhaging person for so long. And that's what we continue to do with slap-on policies, administration by administration. So we need to figure out what the priorities are in terms of what Congress is going to do for immigration reform and actually do something about that. But when we politicize asylum seekers acting as though they're not really here, when we know that they are, nobody wins. And nothing gets done. It's putting a lot of people in harm's way. And we're putting that decision in CBP individual officers' hands without any oversight. And that's where we get into a lot of problems at the border.
And Hillary Walsh is an immigration attorney. She's based in Phoenix. She joined us via Skype.